Hello children, welcome to module 3 of chapter 12, friction. As we know that friction is a necessary evil, at some places we need to increase friction, whereas at other places we want to reduce it. Friction can be increased by increasing the roughness of the surfaces in contact. That is why the soles of our shoes is grooved to provide better grip on the floor. Players have spike on their shoes to increase friction to prevent them from slipping. Badminton courts have wooden of anti-skid PVC flooring to prevent players from slipping. Threaded tires of cars, trucks and bulldozers provide better grip with the ground. Now children, how can we reduce friction? Friction can be reduced by using lubricants like powder on carom board, oil and grease. Use of rollers or wheels can also reduce friction. Using ball bearings in fans, bicycle, vehicles also reduces friction. Oil or grease is applied between moving parts of the machine to reduce frictions. Wheels are also used in vehicles and luggage to reduce friction. Body of vehicle, ships, aeroplanes, they are so designed so that they reduce friction. Now we talked about lubricants. What are lubricants? Lubricants are the substances which reduce friction. These lubricants can be oil, they can be solid graphite, or they can be in the powdered form. These lubricants form a fluid film between the moving surfaces and prevent wear and tear of the rubbing parts. In some machines, it may not be advisable to use oil as lubricant. In such machines, air cushions between the moving part is used to reduce friction. We can also reduce friction by polishing surfaces or using large amount of lubricants, but friction can never be entirely eliminated. We can reduce friction, but we can never eliminate it or make it zero. Now children, in science, the common name of gases and liquids is fluid. We know that air is very light and thin, yet it exerts frictional force on objects moving through it. Similarly, water and other liquids exert force of friction between objects moving through them. So we can say that fluids exert force of friction on objects moving through them. The frictional force exerted by fluids is also known as drag. This fluid friction depends upon the following factors. First factor is the speed of the object moving through it. Second, the shape of the object. Third, the nature of the fluid in which it is traveling. For example, birds flying in air have streamlined body to reduce fluid friction. Fishes living in water have streamlined body to avoid friction. Same ways, you might have seen aeroplanes and spacecraft have streamlined body to reduce fluid friction. Scientists, they got idea from nature to give special shapes to aeroplanes and spacecraft so that they can reduce friction and energy losses. Thank you, children.